What did you just say?
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Because just before that, you said, I'm so hungry.
It's...
And I thought, why am I not surprised?
Oh, my God. Did you guys hear that? Did that... I hope that recorded. I think we could amplify that. That is amazing.
How many breakfasts are you up to now?
Zero, Sarah. I've had one medium-sized Macca's skim cappuccino.
How are you even upright?
Normally,
you've had four breakfasts by 5 a.m. in the morning.
No, I haven't. I'm trying because you guys are giving me such a hard time.
Mm.
I'm basically in starvation mode right now.
So
that I don't overeat, according to all of you.
This woman beside me is an absolute freak when it comes to the number of meals she has a day, and she just never gains an ounce.
Well,
it's highly irritating.
It might come back to haunt me. I don't know, but I'm very hungry. I'm ready for some birch.
Okay, that's not a word.
That's birch and muesli for the uninitiated.
Oh, here you go, guys.
It's a podcast.
Yep, it's us again.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Smooth, gentlemen, mood. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, this is the last day of our week and yours for that matter.
It's pretty much a Friday, Sarah.
Absolutely.
But it's a Thursday.
That's right.
Just
wow.
So nobody gets confused.
No flies on us, is there? Hey? Hey, Liz, guess what? Here's
what?
A bit of interesting trivia for you.
Oh, God. When you start like that, I'm thinking it may not be interesting trivia.
I resent that. Hey, yesterday in England, a paper cup that Elvis Presley apparently sipped from sold for $3,300. Oh. Paper cup with a little bit of Elvis's spit on it from days gone by.
Right. How do they verify that is what I'd like to know. And who purchased it?
A hotel owner. I don't think it's Twittish. I'd buy something that Elvis drank from.
I know. You're a big Elvis fan.
I do love
it. Makes me embarrassed for you.
No, you need. I'm proud. I own it. I own the Presley love.
So $3,000.
Yeah. Well, okay. Okay.
Paper.
Who? I don't be casting aspersions my way. I reckon you would pay that for a certain someone's dirty cup.
Look. I mean, it is a little known fact about me that I am mad for Jack Black.
Yeah.
But would I drop $3,000 on a cardboard cup? I don't.
Oh,
I do not
I hope
think so.
Jack's not listening.
That's okay. I think he'd respect me if he was listening.
You're listening to those two girls.
You want 450 for jousting?
Just let me buy you stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me dreaming,
dreaming, dreaming.
Okay. All right, guys. Brizzy, help me out here.
Oh, I love that.
Now, let's just explain what's going on here. Sarah, this is something that you know about me and my marriage.
Yes.
Because it's rubbing me up the wrong way. Okay. My husband has a gum tree problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every week, actually more than every week, but let's just go with weekly, he is scrolling through Gumtree, he's watching items, he's taking notes on items that I believe are useless, that we do not need. They're things that are so left of field, Sarah. You know the history of this.
But I also think that you're a total handbrake.
Oh.
I know that you don't like spending money.
I don't like spending money on useless Gumtree purchases, correct?
But are they useless? I mean, remember that time we were away for work and Dane sent you something that he wanted to buy, and I was all for it. So you've got that beautiful Queenslander property on acreage.
Yes.
It's
what
beautiful.
Did he want to buy? See, you're laughing because you know. Dane wanted to buy a Balinese hut that would take pride of place by our dam. Okay? Just visualise that.
And we drove home and we pulled into the driveway and Dane was by the dam and you'd already vetoed. You're like, no.
Like,
and
that's
I was like,
stupid.
You know what? It looked beautiful then. A Bali hut. And then he was just like, yes.
It goes against the aesthetic of our property. Balinese hut will never happen. Then what else did he buy? Rusty irrigation system for a paddock that we don't even own. Okay? We have a paddock beside our property that's council land, right? Dane spent $600 on rusty irrigation poles that are still laying by the shed for a paddock that we do not need to water.
Bargain.
Right?
Bargain.
Okay, so this is what I need think to get off
he's
my chest.
Kind. He's kind.
He is kind. I do love him. Okay,
you're this throwing is, him under the bus too.
Okay, guys, take a listen to Dane's latest wish list item. Sarah?
Oh.
Tell me this isn't nuts.
Mm.
Female camel, $1,100. He wants to buy a camel. Where does he want to put that camel? On the paddock we don't own. Why does he want to put it there? These are his dot points. Scotty, don't laugh. Don't add to it. This is his argument, Sarah. He gave me 3 points. I chatted to him about it. I said, look, I love you. Just tell me why you want a female camel.
Does he need more lady lumps in his life? Oh, yes.
Well, you know, he's got quite a handful, Sarah. Okay, these are his 3 points for wanting a camel. Lees, they're great weed eaters. Okay, fine.
I mean, well, that's a good point, because if you spray Roundup on weeds, we just heard in news, they're making these super cane toads. So I'm for the camel.
Sarah, it's a paddock we don't need to maintain. Okay, second point. He said we could possibly go trail riding on the camel if we train it. Right? Maybe. It sounds dangerous to me. So I don't want to be spat on.
Is he up for a camel training side hobby as well?
Possibly. He also said we can milk it. Female camel, $1,100. Guys, 13, 10, 60. I don't even know what I'm asking. Is this a good buy? Has a camel enriched your life?
Have you got a camel?
Know. Okay, so 13, 10, 60. Do you have a camel? And has it enriched your life?
Come on, Australia. We can do this.
Help
we can
us get out, guys. A camel. We are asking on 13, 10, 60 to help me out. If you have a camel or if a camel has enriched your life, which I find very difficult to believe, by all means, please put a call in because I need to know if I'm going to let him do this,
yeah,
Sarah.
Australia, we want to hear about your camels. Hey, Ben, good morning.
How you going, guys?
Good. Have you had a camel that's enriched your life, Ben?
I still have a camel and it has its difficulties.
Okay.
If I let the back door open, he ends up in the house and he's very hard.
Hey, wait.
I live in a rural area, perhaps, Ben.
Yes, I do. I live in Penrith, and shout out to Mark Water Plumbing.
All right, a bit of a plug there. No,
we want to hear about camels, Ben, not plumbing.
Ben, I didn't think Penrith was rural.
Oh, no, I've got property out in Mulgulla.
Okay, Mulgulla, yep. I know it well. Now, okay, so this camel enters your home. I'm not a fan of it already.
It's our fault. If we leave the back door open, he ends up lying in the lounge room and he can't get back.
Okay.
You know, we end up turning the TV on for him, so he just relaxes.
Oh my god, it's a pet. What does the camel like to watch on telly?
Oh, hang on, I'm gone.
Oh, like a bit of The Simpsons.
Ben, okay, so
does your camel have a name, Ben?
Yeah, his name's Fred.
Oh my god, that's my sister's name. Ben, so you are saying I should let Dane purchase this camel. Do you think $1,100 is a good price?
I think that is a fair price. That's very reasonable. So.
Did you buy your camel?
No, my parents did. I wouldn't know the price. So.
No. So your parents gifted you a camel?
Wow. Yeah.
I got my kids Shopkins, but a camel is next level.
Ben, what else is Fred the camel good for?
Oh, it's good for the dishes, good for cleaning the house when he's in. So.
Is this a mythical camel? I'm so confused now.
And a camel that enters the house via an open back door and sits down and watch The Simpsons. I mean, if this isn't Australia's very own golden camel, I don't know what is. Lees, are you convinced to let Dane get a camel off Gumtree?
Well,
say yes.
I don't want it in the house, Sarah. Ben hasn't overly convinced me. It's a no from me. Sorry, guys.
Gosh, every party needs a pooper. Dane, if you're listening, I tried for you. I tried. You send me all your Gumtree tips and we will make this happen.
We'll see about that.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lees and Sarah's Hear No Movie, See No Movie.
This week, guys, Sarah and I had a bit of spare time, didn't we, Sarah?
A miracle.
An absolute miracle. And we thought, let's go see a movie. I really want to see The Greatest Showman.
And like, we never get a chance to see grown-up movies.
Ever. We just stuck with G and PG boring.
We knew this was a musical with very handsome men. We told our producers we're off to the flicks and they said we can give you free tickets. And we thought, you beauty, there are perks to this industry.
Yeah, but this is the thing. They put these ridiculous conditions on us getting a free tick to
yes,
the movie.
Yes, they did. In order for us to get free tickets to The Greatest Showman, Lees had to wear industrial noise-cancelling headphones.
And Sarah, you were blindfolded, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Just let that paint a picture. I couldn't actually see Zac Efron.
And I couldn't hear a musical. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got the best soundtrack in the world, Sarah.
We were very frustrated, and here are our initial thoughts.
First up, watching people dance to no music is borderline disturbing. I did not enjoy it because I have an ear for music and there was no rhythm. I couldn't get on board with it.
So while Lise could only watch the movie, I could only listen to it. So I have no idea visually what was going on. To me, it just sounded like an overzealous Zumba class for the 1.5 hours we listened to it. There were long gaps between the first few songs, so I had a few micro naps in there, which meant I probably missed quite a bit of the plot.
Excellent costumes. In fact, I'm so happy that Sarah didn't see the costumes because I'm guessing she would have rocked up to work wearing a corset because she likes that old-fashioned stuff.
Basically, I could hear that old mate Hugh's character wants to start a circus. They had auditions and the circus happens. It's in New York and it must be going all right because he buys a house for his wife.
Then there's a weird bit that I didn't quite understand. He does one show and it looks like it's a success, but then next minute he's buying the biggest mansion I've ever seen in my entire life. There's marble and zebras and winding staircases and I don't know how he got that rich that fast. And then I got distracted by my phone because it got boring because I couldn't hear music. And I missed the part where Zac Efron comes on and now I have no idea who he is, what part he plays in the movie or how he fits into the story. I have no clue. That's the only thing I cared about.
At some point, Zac Efron's character entered because Lee started having a fit beside me because she had had a nap and didn't realise he was on the screen. And then Zac Efron started singing about wanting a woman. And then I kind of went off into my own little dreamland there.
He's very, very handsome young man. Watching Sarah dance in her seat, not.
I will buy the soundtrack, but I would really like to see the pictures that match whatever the hell that just was.
Sarah was crying at one part and I have no idea why. Not being able to hear it meant I got no emotion out of it, except beautiful cinematography and excellent costumes.
There was a big punch on, glass was breaking. That sounded very good. Then there was a fire at the circus, there were screams, someone or something was hurt, and then they sang a song and that was the end, and I think the circus got back up on its feet, and that's all I know.
Yeah. It was awful, guys.
See no movie, hear no movie. It's quite possibly the world's worst movie review.
And I still am so angry that they made us do that. Now, after this, guys, Sarah and I attempt to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Very difficult.
Yes, that's right, folks. Yesterday, Lees and I took ourselves off to the flicks to see The Greatest Showman. We'd been such keen jelly beans to get along and see Hugh and Zac in all their glory.
Yeah, the
but
problem,
there was a catch.
Yeah, big catch, Sarah. The problem is that the producers said, we'll pay for your movie, but one of you has to wear a blindfold and the other has to wear industrial noise-cancelling headphones. Hence the title, See Not
It. The world's worst movie review system. Here we are trying to piece it all together. Tell me just visually about Zac Efron.
Amazing.
Because he sounded very good looking.
and he looked very good looking.
Because he was singing about wanting a woman.
This is the I still don't know who he is. Is he the new ringmaster?
He was the overcompensated apprentice. So I think he was Hugh Jackman's character, but PJ Bartnam, I think that's what his name was. He was his apprentice.
But how did they meet?
You were supposed to be watching it and you missed that bit.
Because I was on Instagram.
So Hugh Jackman wanted to start a circus.
I believe he did. I saw at one point he was a little boy at first, obviously a different actor.
I thought that was his daughter.
Why was he so happy when he found lots of people with lots of hair? Did he say, like, wow?
He didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything about hair? There was so much of it.
Follicles.
Really?
No.
What else did he say about his cast?
Well, nothing. I just heard there were auditions. He asked someone how much they weighed. Then there was applause. And there was a lot of like a bit like Missy Elliott kind of music underneath The Greatest Showman.
I did not get that.
Yeah. Someone was very sad. There was a very sad lady who said she was born out of wedlock and had always been different. Who was that lady?
Well, I'm guessing it was the bearded lady. Maybe it was the trapezist.
Okay.
Could it have been her?
Maybe.
But she was very beautiful and very flexible.
She didn't sound muffled like it was through a beard when she said that.
Okay. I'm thinking there's a mistress or a seductress that tries to break Hugh and Michelle, but I don't know what she was saying to Hugh. She was saying something.
Yeah, maybe her name was Jenny.
Jenny.
He said Jenny.
What makes you think she was a seductress?
Well, just because I hadn't heard her voice before and she was saying something like, I'll never be enough.
Oh, she looked like she was planted. No, it's not the trapeze artist. It was a different gal. It's very, very hard not to hear a movie.
And at one point, did he turn an African man into an Irish man?
I don't know. I think I was on Snapchat then. I'm just a bit angry now. Can we go and see this properly?
Yeah.
Or are we over it?
No, I need to see if the trapeze artist was really plenty.
It wasn't. It was the seductress, Sarah. Now you've muddled it all up.
I'm so confused. Let's never do that again.
I'm stressed.
Ever.
Ever. That was the actual worst.
It was a punish.
I really don't ever want to do that again, okay?
Never. Let's not. Let's just tell the producers we're not doing it again.
It's a no from us.
That's it.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
We're not, guys.
Why
don't
are they in here with us like we need adult supervision?
I think it's penciled in for next week. I hate it.
Hey, guys, that's us done and dusted for this week. Have a great long weekend. We'll chat Monday.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.